Saddam, hello.
Saddam, hello.
Hi. Saddam. Here is everybody. Well, my apologies for being late. I'm not so good with time sometimes. So welcome. This is, what is this? May the 11th, 2011. And I think this is number, I wish I could tell you. Number 78, I believe. Okay, welcome everybody. Who's here?
Suzanne.
Who? Suzanne?
Suzanne. Yeah.
Oh, good. And Guru Ravi, I heard you.
Yes.
And who else?
Rahmani and Tomas.
Oh, welcome, dear.
Thank you.
We have some clouds, finally. And who else is here?
Kehar.
Kehar? And Hari Munder?
Judy Cooper.
Who?
Judy Cooper.
Something Cooper. What's your first name again, please?
Judy.
Judy. Welcome, Judy. Glad to have you. And who else is here?
Jazz
Satnam, it's Omkar.
Omkar. And did I hear
Jasper Carr?
Jasper Carr.
Carr.
Glad to have you, dear.
Thank you.
And Kehar, was that you? Kehar? Are you still in Italy?
I am.
Okay, you're kind of breaking up, but I'm glad you're with us. I bet you're having a great time. Okay, who else is here?
Saddam.
Saddam? Welcome, dear. And who else?
Guru Atma.
Guru Atma? And?
Did your,
Who? Who was that? I thought I heard a man's voice at some point.
Sergeant Singh?
Say it again, please. I couldn't hear you.
Arjun Singh.
Arjun Singh. Welcome, dear. Welcome. Okay, we're going to get started. Now, before we get started, I'm going to tell you that next week we are going to have a different call-in number, okay? And it appears to me that the new call-in numbers will not have all of this racket, all of these clicks and echoes and all of that stuff. Okay, so next week, May 18th, you have a pencil and paper there? Oops. No, I think it's better you go to the site to find it, because with this new number, you can dial in from lots of different countries and just dial into your own local country. So that will include Canada. Bell Canada, you can dial directly from your landline in Bell Canada now. I mean, next Wednesday you'll be able to do that. And other places like the UK and France and so on. So that'll be fun. And you'll have your participant phone number as well. Okay, so here we go. Did everybody press 1 when you came on the line?
Yes.
Okay. I just wanted to check to make sure we've got the recording going. Okay. Business is out of the way. Here we go. Sit straight. Palms together at the center of the chest. Long, deep breath. Then relax. Eyes at the third eye point. Relax. And inhale to begin. Namo. Long deep breath. Really fall into your long deep breath. As I just say that what we, the mantras that we've just chanted are for wonderful protection and guidance. It's called tuning in. And now with your long deep breath, we're going to begin heart breath. That means as you continue long deep breath, on the exhale, feel as though the air is coming out of your heart center. As you exhale, feel as though the air is coming out of your heart center. Be sure that you are breathing from your belly through your nose. In actuality. Slow and deep. As you do this, really feel the light just flowing through. Taking any debris with it, opening. And if you feel anything that's painful or that hurts, just let it flow out. I'll begin sending heart breath to anyone that you know who needs it, in particular, and in general, send it out to the whole world. Remember, when you do that, the power of the heart breath is not diminished. It is not diminished. As you send it out, it enlightens and enlivens the whole web of life of the world. Send it out to the present so that it may support us as we go through the changes of the Aquarian Age. And also to those people, those desperate people along the Mississippi River. Switch the order. Please send it to everybody on this call, whether you are on here now or whether you will be here or whether you are listening to the recording after this call has been made. Isn't that fun, thinking of the future and the present together? Keep up. It's very beautiful. Oh, good. This is good. Join hearts. It's okay. And inhale. And exhale. Okay, so Baba Siddhi Chand is here today. And he's going slower than he normally does.
I'm right here. I got through on the old number.
Satnam? Welcome. We can hear you.
Fine.
Okay, so Baba Siddhi Chand, sir, what do you have to say? He says, do you know what a precious age you are embarking upon? He says, be sure to be aware, have a very sacred reverence for this date coming up, November the 11th, 2011, at 11:30 p.m. Pacific time. He says, put that on your calendar. He says, we will all be celebrating in so many ways. And he says, this girl at Soul Answer will also, he means me, will also be providing ways that everyone can celebrate, that our whole community can celebrate together. He says, it is a celebration, it is looking forward, it is an age of power. It is an age of power. It is like trying to handle a huge trunk line of electricity. He says, if you know how to do it, if you're properly equipped, you can do it. It comes easily to you. It is within your sights. It is within your glory. It is within your capacity. He says, if you don't, he says it's the same as trying to handle a trunk line without the equipment and without the experience of knowing how to do it. He says, I'm not promising you that the world is going to fall apart on November the 11th. No. He says, simply the energy changeover is completed. Okay, the energy changeover is completed. He says, that's why it has been so important and continues to be important that everyone understands what a special life you're living. And that you continually let down your fears, let down your worries, and he says, let down your hopes. He says, hopes are too much like expectations. He says, none of you knows exactly what will happen. He says, frankly, he says, without our insight into the future, we would not know as well. He says, you are not married to that future that could happen at this very moment. He says, every particle of light that moves into this matrix, he says, changes the plan, moves the plan. The plan is absolutely mutable. The matrix is mutable by every particle of light that you enter into it. He says, that is so important. He says, you please understand this both on an individual level, on a close group level, in other words, your community right here, your family, your friends, your Soul Answer community, your Kundalini community. He says, and understand it also on a worldwide level, that every bit of light and life that you consciously enter into, quote, the plan or the matrix, He says, allows the greasing of the waves. In other words, it allows calm, strength, quality, capable power and supportive power to emerge. He says, and that comes with every act of kindness, every act of graciousness, every mantra that you pronounce in your mind and with your body. Every blessed feeling of upliftment, every bit of transformation that you make within yourself, he says, is totally sacred. He says, please bow at the altar of your own transformation. He says, yes, do that now. Please bow at your own altar of transformation. He says the closer we get, the easier it becomes to slide through that transformation in very profound ways. He says the Piscean energy was more sticky to hold you in place to where you were. He says, take advantage now. He says sometimes it can be very difficult to get on that train because so much happens at once. He says, but my dears, this is the bullet train to enlightenment. He says, yes, it is such a profound and peaceful way to move into this group harmony, this group transformation, this openness. With open arms, he says, please accept. Please unite. Allow yourself to flow. He says, in the past, there have been so many, he calls them passages, doors, pathways, that you certainly felt that you could not trust because, of course, you have gotten lost, squashed, banged up pretty bad, he says, in whether it was in this life or in other lifetimes. He says, this is the time to allow yourself to go through all of those doors, open all those gates without reluctance. He says, some people would call it courage. He said, but if you stand in your light and you stand in your center, you become your presence. You know who you are in your presence and in your flow. You understand and you feel and you emotionally, mentally, physically allow yourself to feel the essence of the light that flows through you, that is you. You are it. He says, in that glorious in that glorious, what you feel is a microcosm is the total macrocosm of the universe. When you allow that, all the building blocks, the literal building blocks of your life, of your self-knowledge, of your action within this world and beyond, of your placement and flow within the web of life and the interconnectedness of hearts, it opens. So is a microcosm as it enters into the macrocosm, the small to the large. And he says you will find as you do this, as you make a very conscious practice of this, that there is no difference. He says, is the wonder of creation. That is the wonder of the earth. That is the wonder of Adi Shakti. Drawing the energy from the universal unknown to the point of consciousness that we may all enter into concert with her in this feminine creative of creating the flow, the goods and the goodness of the universe that we live in, of what appears as creation. He says, I won't get into the finer details, such as the fact that time and space are illusions. He says, no. He says, that is true. But you, as your consciousness has dictated, has come here to live this life with everything you have. Just as a person in a gold medal Olympic race will put in every bit of training, every bit of knowledge, every bit of concentration into winning that race and wearing that gold, he says, this is your splendid opportunity. Your course here on earth is to fully and completely live this life, express this life in all connectedness within yourself, your mind, body, spirit, not fighting with yourself, but being centered in that universality of who you are, so that you may consciously and unconsciously unite and flow with a pure consciousness of all there is. He says we feel sometimes, oftentimes, from the Piscean that we really don't want to connect with so-and-so or this or that because, oh my God, what would happen? I would disappear. I would get myself entangled with who knows what. He says he's not asking you to lose yourself. He says he expects you to maintain this very unique and very personal and wonderful identity of yours. And he wants you to increase it, as he has said before. He wants you to open it, as he has said before. But now he wants you to expand this glowing presence of who you are, this knowledge. It is a pure knowledge that you are the gold. And he wants you, please, to expand that gold to every bit, every business, every particle of being, every bit of your emotionality, every thought that you have. Now, if thoughts and traumas and so on come up, don't try to squish them down. Oh, no. He says, just love them. Be present with them. Maintain this pure polarity of heaven and earth. Heaven, literally, up the chakras, out the tenth gate, connecting with the universal masculine flow, and coming right down your beautiful chakras, exiting right down from the very bottom into the center of Mother Earth, her very domain, and continue that flow. Continue that cycle. Do it now, please. Use your breath. Feel the goldness of it, the expansiveness of it. Feel the strength of it. Feel the blessing of it. And as you use your heart breath, you will find that it will expand. It is both huge, beyond measure, and so, so intimate and so cozy. Continue that. And now, as you do that, please also expand and extend from your heart center out on what we might call the horizontal plane. In other words, it fills in everything between the far up of the masculine universal, the heavens, and the far down, which is Mother Earth, the creative essence. He says there's no pejorative difference between the two. They are both the God. One is the God of the uncreated, the pure essence and source of all, and the other is the pure creative. There is no, he says there's no qualitative difference between, except that they function. Their function is a bit different when you look at it from our viewpoint. And one is masculine, one is feminine. So now, through the heart breath, fill in all of the areas in between to spread out through creation. A perfect amalgam between the God and the Goddess. Sink into it. Feel the coziness of it. Feel the connection of it. Both in you and reaching out to all that is. The heart-centeredness. No matter what happens, no matter what nastiness you perceive, send this out so that all may be elevated and transformed with light. He's asking you to be the vehicles of this power. You, as what you might call light workers or teachers or healers, are the magnifier of the light, the carrier of the light, and so on. And if you have any doubts, if you have any negative misgivings, any worries, any hesitations, he says, breathe into them, breathe through them, with no judgment, no judgment. Just as you would with a child, the child who has gotten upset. Allow this beautiful breath, this light to move through them. So that they may be healed, that means rearranged for into their most optimum magnificence, into their most optimum radiance to allow the light to shine through. And he says, be patient. If they don't move entirely at this moment, he says, be patient. Be loving. Be open. Be caring. But always hold the presence. Always hold the center, the magnificent vision of who you are. Of what it is that flows through you. And what flows through you, what you essentially are, is the amalgam of the God and the Goddess. You are the light. You are the being. Please accept that. And allow it to flow. And that, my dears, he says, is what it means to be holy, what it means to be healthy, and that is what it means to be happy. He says this is a gift of who you are, the presence of who you are. Allow it. He says find it and fund it. Fund it means allow yourself to continue to build in that light, contribute the light. By your own knowledge, your own presence, your own acceptance, your own flow. To unite on this web. There is what you perceive as the individual you, but there is also no difference between the individual you and the web of you, which is all life. In this very special switch to the Aquarian time, allow the light and the life to move through you. And he says, I want to talk to you on 11-11. So this girl is going to schedule a special conference for us. Opening. What a blessing. And now please become aware of your true self as this radiator, this sun, this golden beamer of light and life. Note what it feels like. Note what it feels like. What do you understand? What do you experience? It says, please make a note of it. Know who you are. Good. And he says, now make a very conscious recognition to allow this to continue to flow through you. And every day, at all times, he says, please return. Please return to this situation, this state of being, so that at one point, you can finally be this all the time. You're creating this beautiful habit, this conscious habit. And now be very grateful, totally grateful, allowing it to occur. Let it be indelible within your being. Good. And he said, oh, my dears, now is the time I would like you to share. He says, there is such a wealth to share among you, such a wealth. And you see how you connect with one another as you share, and the other ones most gratefully listen and connect. Gratefully share. Don't worry about big or little. It doesn't matter. He says, what we want is your heart. He says, I will have it. So, God bless you. So, who would like to share? Who can share with us? Who can share?
Siti Gyan?
Yes, dear. Guru Ravi?
Hi. Yes, I can share.
Good.
As we were being brought through the meditation,
mm-hmm.
I moved out into the garden. Everything seemed so sparkly and alive. It was like a river of soft metal that was moving in all of those directions from Mother Earth up into heavens and then out into the universe, into everything.
Mm.
And then it became very sparkly, prana-like,
mm-hmm.
and I saw the prana and the flow in everything, and I felt totally a part of that.
Wonderful. Did you know yourself as one with that? Do you know what I mean?
Yes, yes. It,
mm-hmm.
it felt like that. It felt like a true experience of that.
Good, good. Good. Is there anything you want to add?
I was hearing also as Baba Siti Chan was talking about not having any judgment and
mm-hmm.
looking at ourselves as a child. That was so, it was so touching and so sweet. And I felt that about myself. I was able to drop judgments that I've had in the last couple weeks about not being in this flow and not in being
mm-hmm.
emotional, and that
mm-hmm.
it seems like it's been a roller coaster the last couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And
oh,
that
good
was
for you.
And that felt, I feel so light and cozy and beautiful and loving right now. So.
Well, I'm glad.
Thank you.
Oh, we're so happy about that. The true you, right?
Yes.
Oh, good. I'm so glad.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, dear.
Thank you.
Okay, so who else can share?
This is Guru Atma.
Hi, Guru Atma.
Hi.
So during the meditation, I could see all of my grandmothers, and then it was kind of like all grandmothers of, you know, all grandmothers. And and I really felt like they were really, all of them were with me, and that they prayed constantly while they were here, but things almost wouldn't budge. And so it's a carrying on of the prayers that they had through me and through all of us. Mm. And they're so happy that we're here to do that and just to appreciate, you know, that this has all been prayed for so long. And they're so
beautiful.
Happy to have us be in this time where things can actually happen.
Oh, how wonderful. What a gratitude to them for having laid that foundation, huh?
Yes.
And we continue to add to it, expand it, as we are the pioneers of this Aquarian time, right?
Yes.
Hmm. Good. Thank you. Isn't it an interesting thought that we maybe have been our own grandmothers? And we may come back to experience the fruits of this Aquarian age. Isn't that a funny thought? Well, God bless the grandmothers. We appreciate all that they have done. Thank you, dear. Now, who else can share? Oh, there's somebody.
Hello, is here again?
Yes.
Did anyone else connect in, or am I interrupting?
No. Were you with us for the meditation?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Can you share?
Yeah.
Who is this?
This is Suzanne.
Oh, good.
Hey.
Welcome.
Yeah, thank you. For me, started about maybe 5 years ago, I would be anywhere, grocery store or whatever, and people would say, oh, you're a light worker. Oh, you're a light worker. And I'd go,
oh,
what
really?
Are you talking about? Yeah. And so I never got an answer. They would just tell me. It would be at the vet, the grocery store, anywhere. Life. The electrician. And it was the most unusual feeling. And then so today, I got an answer.
I'm so happy you know who you are. You know how to work it.
Yeah. There's a real detailed, clear answer. So now I know how to answer. What? I'm a light worker.
You say yes.
Exactly.
And you are too. If anybody recognizes you as that, they must be as well.
Oh, yeah,
right?
I guess so. It was fun. Very, very fun. Thank you.
Oh, yeah, thank you. I love that. I love that. Okay. So, God bless you all. I think we are coming to the end of this. And don't forget, I really appreciate this identity that you are experiencing, that you are knowing, that you are giving. Yogi Bhajan always said the spiritual path is about identity, identifying who you are and what you are. Okay? It means having the consciousness to know, having the consciousness of knowing who you are. And who you are is the amalgam of a god and goddess. That's it. Amazing. So, God bless you all. Listen, does anybody have any questions before we move on? Okay. So please be sure for next week to get our new phone number, to go to the web page, and the address of that web page is www.soulanswer.com/talk, T-A-L-K, .html. And you will find the link there in a purple box near the top of the page.
Also, take a look, Lucinda, you know Lucinda who has been put in jail unjustly, there's an update there. So there's a lot of background noise with someone. You might want to press star 6. So there, so you might want to look at that. Send her a note. Send her some kind of upliftment. Insert. Okay, when we have... Excuse me, there's a child in somebody's background? Oh, good. Thank you, dear. Oh, no. Press star 6. Press star 6 to mute. Good. Thank you. Send her, consciously send her this light, too. We understand that she is learning her lessons and moving her karmas, but we could all use some help, couldn't we? Yes, we could. Oh, and by the way, if you have sent her something but it is coming back to you, her husband's address is on there. You can just send it to her husband and he will save it for her when she gets out. Okay. So God bless you all. Love you all. Have a wonderful week and know yourself as this gorgeous light. And send it to all of us. Okay. So now palms together, please. Okay, thank you, lady. Okay, palms together, the center of the chest. Inhale. Presence of who you are, what flows through you, this immaculate and impeccable light. And spread it. God bless you. Sat Nam. Bye-bye.
God bless you.